Section 7. Submitting the P11D forms. The first podcast in this series covered preparation for submission of the statutory forms P9D, P11D, and the P11DB return. This second podcast in the series has looked at submission issues, including who requires a P11D and the P11D quality standard that is now demanded by HMRC. The third and final podcast in the P11D series will cover the calculation of the cash equivalent of the expense payments and benefits in kinds to be reported. Once we have completed our preparation, analysed all the various costs involved, and excluded any items that do not have to be reported, we calculate the value of expense payments and benefits to be reported. And then our next step will be the submission of the forms and the payment of any Class 1A National Insurance contributions that are due. As I have already indicated, the deadline for submission of the 2010-11 forms, P9D, P11D and P11DB return, is the 6th of July 2011. The deadline for payment of the Class 1A National Insurance contributions is the 19th or 22nd of July 2011, the latter only if paid by an electronic payment. And please ensure that your clients are aware that if they're going to pay by cheque, the cheque has to be received by HMRC by the 19th. Perhaps the final question to be considered in this section is how are we to submit the P11Ds? Unlike the pay-as-you-earn annual returns, the P35 and the P14s, where there is a statutory requirement to submit the forms online, there is no such requirement for forms P9D, P11D, or indeed the P11DB return. I will say that is my preferred option, and I can manage to do this quite easily because I use PKF's P11D software, a software that I've been using for many years and is quite easy to use. Using P11D software is an easy way of avoiding errors that might result in paper P11Ds being rejected by HMRC because of its P11D quality standard. If you do go the software route, please ensure that the software you're using, like the PKF software, is already approved by HMRC, and then you won't have to worry about the P11D quality standard. If you intend to use paper returns, or to submit P11Ds in list or schedule format, be sure to look at the quality standard and to listen to what I said earlier. You may be well advised to get someone to proofread the paper P11Ds or indeed the schedules. It would be risky not to do so. Section 8, Summary. I keep repeating that this is a difficult task and one, again, that we only do once a year. So preparation is important, and please at any time go back to the preparation podcast if you're unsure about anything. The submission issues I've covered in this podcast, particularly, as we've said, the standard for P11Ds and how to do this. The next podcast will cover the calculation in some detail, but thank you for listening to this today.